There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hillary Clinton finally speaks. How many days and counting for those reporters who are waiting to get some comments from Hillary Clinton? Of course, it's the same thing, chasing around the emails. Interesting timing. The House Benghazi panel subpoenaed the former Clinton aide to testify. White House advisor Sidney Blumenthal will testify next month, for whatever that's worth, about the attack on the diplomatic facility, as we all know, in Benghazi and what happened there. Terrible stuff in 2012. Will anything else come out of that or pop out of that anyway? Hillary talked about the emails, just pretty curt about it, saying, I want all of them released, and I'm telling them to hurry up and release them, meaning the State Department. So there you have it. As the world turns in Iowa on the campaign trail, people have bigger fish to fry when it comes to their safety. Five people dead thanks to some horrific tornadoes that touched down in Texas and in Oklahoma and in Arkansas. No rest for the weary, I'll tell you. The weather, while the people in California are bone dry and trying to figure out where they can squeeze water from, in Texas, it is wringing wet. I have never seen things so green. Lakes are starting to fill up. It's just amazing. You go from one state to the next, and boy, the problems are different when it comes to the weather, without a doubt. How's the weather in your neck of the woods? And it's like I said before, what do you do when you're trying to figure out, you know, what you have to do to protect your family? The answer is, and I say this now in all seriousness because I've been caught in every kind of horrific weather pattern you can imagine, and I used to poo-poo the whole idea, you don't need to have some supplies, until I was in a hurricane, and then I realized, well, that's really stupid. It is good to have a go bag. It is good to have a backup generator. Yeah, that makes sense. And I think more people have certainly caught on to that. There's certainly enough survivor gear out there, food, everything else, that there's no reason you have to be stuck in an even worse situation. Because once the unthinkable happens to you, now you're running around like a maniac, once you know everybody's okay, trying to frantically find papers and food and whatever else it is that you have to come across. Ever been in that situation? I'm going to throw out the digits. If you have, share it with us. 855-266-5283. And, of course, we have other political musings coming out of Washington that we'll talk about. No doubt we saw Ramadi fall the other day. How sad is that? And why? Because the Iraqi soldiers just left. Hey, this is it. They got the jump on us. We're done. We've seen that before. Boom, get into the tanks. We give it up. You can have Ramadi. We'll try to get it back. So what was the biggest mistake that was made there? Not leaving enough troops behind when they still needed them. So then ISIS comes back and takes that prime piece of real estate. And this is what happens. I mean, all the money invested, all the hours invested in trying to train the Iraqi army and also work with the police force, and then look what happens. It was inevitable, wasn't it? I guarantee on this show, so many of you called and we talked about it. Let's look in the crystal ball. What do we think is going to happen in Iraq? And we've seen nothing but problems, nothing but problems. Let's go out to Dan in the great state of Texas and see what's shaking in his corner of the world. Hey, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
I used to live in Ventura, and I used to take that back road out to the Cliff House and go out on Richfield Island and fish in my rubber boat, and I know that Goleta area well. I used to love that area.
That's, I did, too.
You're right.
Beautiful.
It's just so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I just used to go out there and just kill them. It was a great place to go for romantic rendezvous and late at night situations with young ladies and that
nice.
I was acquainted with. I really enjoyed that part of the scenic area there. great. That little situation where you had the people that were doing the illegal fundraising for the cancer kind of reminds me of the Clinton little bunch of money grubbers that used 10% of their money for mosquito repellent in Africa, AIDS treatment, blah, 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 and then take the other and blow it to themselves. Pay their little henchmen that they have working for them and the little clientele that all got their hands on the kitty.
Yeah, wrong. It's wrong.
Yeah, yeah, and all these little people that are donating, that's for one thing only. It's just access to Hillary if she gets to be the big wheel.
Yep.
Of course, I hope somebody takes the spokes out of her attempt. But, you know.
I like that. The spokes out of the attempt. I love that. That would apply in a few situations. That's good.
Yeah, and another little thing. I've given Obama a new name. I'm now calling him Blackula, like a black Dracula. Black Dracula.
Right.
So Blackula is following the Clower Piven plan, which you and I have discussed before, on how to bankrupt America. Have you noticed that every single thing that he has touched has lost money? The war over there in Iraq was stable under George Bush, and the minute Obama got a hold of it, it went down the tubes. He let the people go that we had in place. He wouldn't sign the agreement with his person that was in the head honcho in who was that guy?
In Iraq, you're talking about?
Yeah, the guy that was the head honcho was a Shiite, and he was excluding the Sunnis and the Kurds. You know who I mean?
Yeah.
Well, he wouldn't sign the deal with him to guarantee no treatment of our enlisted people there if there was any crimes committed. He claimed that Maliki was his name. Wouldn't agree to it, and Maliki agreed 100%. So Blackula has just screwed up. Everything he's touched has turned to you-know-what.
Presumed to claim to have known him as
such. Yeah.
It's
just rough. We're being interrupted there. Somebody heard you, so they're jumping in on us there, Dan. I agree. In the Maliki situation, it's interesting because I think Maliki, you know, he was a mistake from the beginning in the first place. And, you know, it's like we have the Lord of the Rings playing in the background or something. Do we hear that, Patrick? Young Patrick?
Grace.
We've got somebody that's trying to horn in on the broadcast. Not Lord of the Rings. What's the other thing? Game of Thrones. Your Lord.
You know, I'm a little embarrassed. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I knew it. I knew it was some king, but it wasn't Maliki like Dan was saying. That's brutal. All right, thanks, man. So you heard what Dan had to say, and he's absolutely right about the Iraq situation. The mistake there was, okay, now we had to leave some behind, but we trailed off and blazed a trail out. And, of course, people were beleaguered and tired of the war. I get that. But what a mistake that turned out to be, because now we're paying the price for this whole ISIL thing for sure. All right, coming up next, we're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions. You don't want to miss it. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. diseases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
All right, you certainly know him as Mr. Burns, Smithers, Ned Flanders, and of course a stable of other characters. Simpsons, baby, you know, just picked up an Emmy this year. There's no doubt Harry Shearer, who now is going to embody and has done that, put this together. Nixon's the one that you can catch on My Damn Channel, man. Unbelievable stuff. Harry, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So, first of all, I mentioned the Emmy. Was it great to get a chunk of that hardware after all that all those years with The Simpsons?
Well, I haven't actually received the hardware yet. I've received the notice that it's coming, so I haven't yet put my hands on the lady with the thing. But, you know, after 26 years of doing the job, maybe you get good at it.
Yeah, maybe, huh?
Maybe,
what did you think of that Simpsons marathon? Man, that was pumped up everywhere. A lot of people were watching it.
I know. You know, I'm always amazed by the degree to which this show continues to motivate fanship and viewership. It's just, you know, I think it's, I'm not the only one who's amazed by it. Or delighted by it. It's remarkable. I don't think we've seen anything like it in the history of television.
Yeah, when you first, you know, you said 26 years ago, when you first embarked on that and you did your first character, did you ever have any idea that this would just keep going on and on the way it has?
Well, let's face facts. When we started, we were on the Fox network, which at the time was on UHF stations. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
And you had to use a coat hanger as an antenna because your regular TV antenna couldn't pick it up. So forget about The Simpsons. We didn't think the network was going to stick around. You know, it was probably us and NFL football that put the network firmly on the lower channels. So no, nobody expects this kind of success. If they do, they're dreaming, literally.
Yeah. Yeah, when you started doing the voices, it's tough because you do so many, but is there one that's your favorite? Do you just love doing?
Montgomery Burns.
Yeah.
You just have to love a guy who's pure evil and doesn't bother to hide it, you know? Because some of the really evil people just try to hide, are too good at hiding it. We find out too late, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. And so you understand all about the voices, obviously, with your background. And do you think there's something about, because you do things in front of the camera and, and have done film and everything else, but is there something about strengthening that, you know, the vocal cord and doing the voiceover stuff?
Well, I mean, my wife is a singer, and her dad was an opera singer, and she taught me his vocal exercises that he would do every morning. So, knock on wood, since I started doing that, you know, my voice has felt pretty much invulnerable. And then I did a play in London for almost the last 2 years, parts of the last 2 years, which is a very different way of using your voice. And much as with singing, I would wake up, I was sort of apprehensive going into it, and I found I would wake up every morning the same way I would on a, when I was doing a singing tour, and I just couldn't believe how strong my voice felt. So, you know, using it in the right way, it's like, I guess, any other muscle. Using it in the right way makes it stronger.
Yeah. So Nixon's the One really premiering on October 21st. You sat down with the historian Stanley Cutler, and you had to comb through thousands of hours, basically, right, of the audio tapes. What was that like?
Well, Stanley had been the sort of the primary historian of the tapes. He was the guy who filed the lawsuit to make the tapes public in the first place because they were made on government tape machines with government tape. So I think we'd paid for them. And we knew a lot of this material, but it was an arduous kind of fun. They're not easy to listen to. They were very badly recorded, so you have to listen very carefully to pick up what's being said. But they're amazing. You know, what we were looking at was not the stuff that's been gone over about Watergate or Vietnam or something, but we both knew that there were these amazingly funny, strange, creepy, spooky, bizarre conversations that went on in that, and that are on tape. And so my idea was, let's make a show, sort of a comedy show about those conversations, using those conversations word for word, shooting it as if Nixon had hidden cameras in the White House as well as microphones. And it was on the air in England earlier this year and got really nice reviews, I'm happy to say. And for the United States, we're putting it on, actually on YouTube. The My Damn Channel section is feeding it to YouTube. So it'll be on YouTube. All you have to do is go to YouTube starting Tuesday and see the first episode, and then every week we'll roll out another episode. Each one sort of focusing after the first, which is sort of the introductory episode, each one after that focuses on a different theme that would obsess Nixon, because he was obsessed with a lot of different things. And it's funny, and it's strange, and it's spooky, and it's weird, and it's all sorts of things. But it was huge fun to play him. 4 hours a day of makeup, so I know how certain grand dames in show business must feel. But it was an amazing experience.
Did you go back and look at Frank Langelico or anyone else's portrayal of Nixon?
No, I was paying attention to Nixon, not to anybody else's idea of Nixon. Because I'd watched him and listened to him, and I'd done him in a comedy group when he was president. I had my own idea of who he was and how he sounded and how he looked. So I was really depending on my own sense of who this guy was, my own powers of observation. I wasn't interested in anybody else's observation of him. In fact, there were things that I noticed about Nixon physically in his behavior that I thought nobody else had ever captured. He was a guy who used to talk a lot about strength and the manly virtues, and we don't want to be soft. And then you see him in action, and a lot of his gestures are very almost delicate and kind of fluttery. I mean, when he, even at the end, when he's like standing in the helicopter about to leave Washington for the last time because he's resigned the presidency, he gives a salute, and it's not a crisp military salute. It starts at his forehead, and it's like a butterfly is like going taken over his hand and fluttered off to find a mate. He would flutter his eyelashes a lot. There were all these gestures that were telling me something else is going on here that I'd never seen in anybody else's portrayal of him. So I was determined to get that side of his physicality into the show. So, no, I was focusing on what I'd observed.
Yeah, and you said you got great reviews, nice reviews in England. When the work comes out and then you go back and you look at, well, what we'll just call the dailies for now, is it wild to look back at that after all that prep?
What do you mean, to look at the reviews?
Yeah.
You know, reviews are nice. They're basically nice because they help you get attention for the show and help, for example, when you're coming, the show played in England first and now we're coming to the United States, it's nice to be able to say, well, look at what the Times of London said. You know, I don't have to pat myself on the back. Somebody else does the work for me. that's really the value of them, is that to say to people, okay, don't believe me. Believe these people. They watch a lot of TV. It's much nicer, of course, in that basic human way than if they say, this sucks, we hate this, don't ever do this again. That's just sort of primal, you know?
But everybody says, Harry, they don't read the reviews, right?
I don't read them. I hear about them. But, I mean, you know, you have people who read them and tell you, oh, no, they were good. But, you know, on a very primal basis, everybody in show business is desperate to say the Sally Field, famous Sally Field line from the Oscars. You like me. You really like me.
Did you know when you were a kid that you had this gift that you were funny?
Yeah, I worked in show business when I was a kid, and mainly in comedy shows. So I knew I could get work doing it. that much I knew. I worked for 8 years until my voice changed.
Yeah. Then when you went through the voice change and you thought, well, I just have to ride this out and I can go in a different direction, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. I really thought I was going to, you know, nice. Thank you for that. But I'm going to be a serious grown up. And then I tried it and I thought, anything but that.
Anything but that, huh? So you're getting the Ernie Kovacs Award.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think I read somewhere where you used to watch his NBC show, so that's kind of cool.
I watched his, I stayed home from school to watch his NBC daytime show, and then I was a huge fan of his ABC primetime shows. People who haven't seen him, there was a multi-disc DVD collection that came out 2 or 3 years ago. I was at the event in Hollywood to celebrate that. It's really worth watching. It's not what anybody, I think, might expect from that era of television. He was, you have to put this in capital letters and big bold lettering. He was so far ahead of his time. You look at some of his stuff is like, you can see, well, this is where Letterman got his inspiration. The morning show is just a very loose half hour of screwing around in a television studio in front of an audience. But the later stuff, the ABC stuff, was really video art. He was just playing with television itself, and these are very carefully crafted little gems, many of them silent, but all of them really forcing, all of them really doing something that nobody does nearly enough of nowadays, which is remembering that television is a visual medium and it's not just pictures of people talking. he was really incredibly gifted and really, really funny.
Yeah, well, congratulations on that, and certainly congratulations on the Nixon piece. I know a lot of people are going to be looking for that. Nixon's the one. You too. You heard Harry say it. Harry, thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you, Kate.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Expand your life with ExpandoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExpandoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExpandoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExpandoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExpandoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExpandoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with ExpandoVite.
Here on America Tonight, Kate Delaney saying hi-de-ho to all of you. I'll tell you what, it's been a crazy couple of weeks. I think a lot of us are grateful for Memorial Day weekend, perhaps for that extra day to take a breath. I wanted you to hear Harry Shearer because he was one of my favorite guests, and he was the voice of so many Simpson characters, in case you missed it. I loved having that conversation with him. He was the voice actor behind 23 characters, leaving the show after 26 seasons. So who replaces him now? There's somebody on YouTube who's been doing these impressions, this guy on YouTube, and he's starting to get a lot of attention. He's a voice actor. His name is Brock Baker, and he's done like 14 of the characters, including Ned Flanders and Mr. Burns, the Reverend Lovejoy, and some of the others. So he's not quite Harry Shearer. I've listened to it, but he may be somebody that perhaps they look at. Who knows? I mean, he's certainly been putting them on YouTube, and he's trying to go for it, I guess, in a way. But I think it's tough when you have somebody who's iconic, and they just have nailed the voice and the voices, and they've been there so long. It's really, really tough, I think, to duplicate. I mean, yes, everyone's replaceable, but I think he's pretty tough. It was a contract dispute. This just happened less than 2 weeks ago, and they couldn't come to terms. They just they couldn't come to terms, so that's what he said. He said, I just can't do it. I can't do it. It's actually the first time, which is interesting, that show had any kind of a dispute. The actors, you know, agreed to a pay cut in 2011, and they stopped going to script readings and all that stuff. And 2004, before getting pay bumps, there were a couple of things like that. But everybody stuck it out, and they were there. So this is the first time they've had something like this happen, especially somebody who does so many of the voices. All right, let's hop out to him. Tomas in Michigan. Thanks for hanging around, Tomas. What's on your mind? Tomas. Going once. Going twice. Tomas, for some reason, I can't hear you. If something funny is going on with your phone line, call us back again, and I promise I will slide you on. Grim, hello.
Oh, that's a shame. I kind of wanted to hear from him, too.
I know.
Yeah. Hey, Kate. Let's see if you can guess this one. You like war movies, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is one, in my belief, you know, arguably, though, the best Vietnam movie ever made. And it's a decade before Hamburger Hill and Platoon, which most everybody's seen in your generation. And it has the introduction to a male actor that got stereotyped as one of the most honest and loved and Lee Emery.
Lee Emery got stereotyped because of this Vietnam movie?
Yeah. Well, he's looked at as being America's drill sergeant. He's done so many episodes. I don't even think he was on Simpsons as a character.
Really?
Yes. Do you know the name of the movie yet?
Wait, I'm going to think. Let me think about it. Do. I love quizzes. Faith of Our Fathers? No. It's not Faith of Our Fathers. Right? No. Heaven and Earth? No. Casualties of War?
Nope.
Remember Michael J. Fox was in that
Michael
one?
Michael J. Fox, yeah. But that
movie was crazy.
We're talking 19 year after I graduated high school, 1977.
Apocalypse Now?
Nope.
Hang on, don't tell me. I love trivia.
I think I have an answer if you don't have one.
Oh, you have an answer now. Did you look it up?
I didn't, actually.
Okay, what's the movie?
I think it's Heroes.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
You were wrong, Patrick.
Oh, sorry.
Patrick, who's 21, too, by the way, as he told us.
I give it a try.
You have to see this. If you want the best explanation of Vietnam War and what the troops went through.
We Were Soldiers? It. No, because
nope,
that was...
Nope. The Boys of Company C.
Ah, The Boys of Company C. I've never seen it.
I figured you probably hadn't. And
wow.
It's the first one to come out, and you have to see it. And
I just wrote it down, Boys of Company C.
Lee Emery was his first role.
Wow.
And not only that, once you watch the movie, it kind of gives you a little bit of insight as to what I'm going to say now. We need to take them bikers there in Texas and put them on a C-141 and send them over there to take that city back. They want to fight? Go fight for our country.
You know what? Somebody else said that to me today, too. And by the way, the reference to Lee Emery, that's a good one because I was thinking, you were kind of throwing me off. I was thinking Full Metal Jacket. Remember that?
Yeah.
I was thinking of a couple of other ones. So he's done a bunch of war movies. Interesting.
Oh, yeah. He got
typed as that guy. He's like the sergeant. Yeah.
And that's his actual role that they start the movie at. He's a a Marine drill sergeant there. Always faithful and at all times loyal. And I tell
wow.
you, he just extrudes American military soldier in everything he's ever done. I've enjoyed everything he's ever been in.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of movies, so now I'm curious. I'm going to have to watch that. I love it. The Boys in Company C. I love it. The Boys of Company C. I love it. Cool. Well, I like the reference, too, of course, because of what we're seeing happen, and you and I have talked about this so many times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's so much that you'll see, the politics, the and the morality in the very end of the movie. You'll love it. Even the song in the end.
Even the song in the end is good. All right.
Yeah.
I like that, Grim. Guess what? I think we have Tomas back with us. You're going to get a chance to hear him, Grim. Thanks. Throwing a little trivia our way. You know, it's interesting, too. I know the reason why I brought that up, but some of those Vietnam movies would almost seg into the same thing. Tomas in Michigan is back. Hello, Tomas.
Can you hear me now?
I got you.
Yeah, I heard the last call, you know, about airdropping a couple of banditos and Cossacks over there in Ramadi.
Yeah.
You know, it can't get any worse than what the Iraqi soldiers doing, you know, and I'm
going to
get out of there. You know, I mean, I heard a general say that we had hit the enemy around Ramadi with 165 airstrikes in 1 month. Now, that's 5 every day of every week for the whole month. And
wow.
You know what? ISIS has no airplanes. They have no helicopters. They have no tanks. They have no ships. I don't even think they have any trains. Maybe they have some trains. I don't know. They have car bombers. That's it. And the Iraqis are running away from them. And there's a reason for that. And it's because the people in Ramadi don't want. You know, if the people supported the Iraqi soldiers, then ISIS wouldn't have had a chance.
Right.
You know? I mean, think about it. Why in the world would you know, a bunch of ragtag, you know, terrorists be able to rout, you know, Iraqi commandos who have air superiority, who have huge artillery? You know, ISIS has mortars. That's it. And RPGs. You know, and submachine guns. Maybe, you know, a couple of 50 calibers. You know?
Right.
I mean, come on, there's got to be a reason. It's because the people in that area in Anbar are all Sunni, and they don't want Shiites in there.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. And,
yeah.
And, you know, if you can't stop a bunch of terrorists with 165 airstrikes and who knows how many artillery strikes, it's because the people are not supporting the military. And, you know, no one will tell you that. No one will tell you that this is a Sunni Shiite situation. They'll keep on just saying, oh my gosh, they're cutting people's heads off. But, you know, nobody does anything about it. The UN, has the UN done anything about this?
No.
And you have to ask yourself why. And it's because the Saudis know that the only thing separating them from Iran is ISIS.
Right.
The Saudis,
right.
are the ones that are putting the money under the table, keeping everybody from having a vote in the UN, from doing anything, because once ISIS disappears, Iran is going to roll right into Saudi Arabia. And you know, you won't
have
problems.
How disastrous.
Yeah. So who's going to, I think the world has decided that, you know, the Saudis got to go. The House of Saud is, that's why they call it Saudi Arabia, because it's the House of Saud that, you know, they got to go, and the question is, who is going to replace them? Is it going to be the Chinese? Is it going to be the Egyptians? You know, some sort of modern, you know, liberal, Arab Spring type.
I say, you know, that's what it is, some modern Arab Spring type. That's what I think would be in there. Wow. Yeah, that's, you're absolutely right. I mean, I say it all the time. It's like a checkerboard. It's the quicksand of the Middle East, Tomas. Great call. And Tomas knows that. He's called since I started doing the show, and we talked about the Middle East and the holes that would be plugged eventually. And now, it's interesting, as we roll back those conversations, we're seeing it become a reality. Coming up next, mailbag. We'll be right back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I needed somewhere to hang my head without your news. You gave me something that I didn't have, but I know you. I was too weak to give in, too strong to lose. My heart is under arrest again, but I break loose.
Down the stretch, a couple of quick turns. Well, actually, we made those turns. Stretch means we're going straight, headed for the finish line of this hour. And the mailbag is overflowing again. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one from Raymond, who says, Kate Stephanopoulos is a fool. He donated all that money to the Clintons. He's the Clintons' lackey. He worked for them, for goodness sake. They really started him on the path. So the donations should have easily made him ineligible for any of the ABC coverage. And I think that if ABC was smart, he would not be the lead anchor anymore on any of the coverage. He certainly won't be Republican-wise. What do you think? Oh, yeah, it was a mistake because he donated to the Clinton Foundation, right? And he gave multiple gifts. So it wasn't just $75,000. I guess it was much more than that. There were other things he did, help them out and that kind of stuff. So how do you cover the Clintons objectively? You know, that's that whole thing about who, what, where, when, and why. And we're not, you know, we're covering the elections and we're not fawning over the person. Although this is the new American media, so who knows. But there was even a Rasmussen report that just came out that said 46% of likely voters wanted ABC host Stephanopoulos removed from the anchor chair and banned from covering the presidential election. And this is all because of the ethical lapse, is what they're calling it, in donating the money to the foundation. But, of course, he had an on-air apology. And, you know, ABC is just going to move on from this. But it is interesting, isn't it, that everything's public, man. If you donate, it's very easy to have that come out. And they really were thrashing him in New York, the Post, with pictures and talking about his coziness with the Clintons and all that sort of stuff. And listen, he's the main guy. He's the political guy. He's the go-to person on the tube for ABC. I used to think that, and I thought Tim Russert could be really good. I thought sometimes he was really good on Meet the Press, and nobody seems to fill his shoes. But Russert definitely was an Obama guy. You could tell when he interviewed him. It's like the people I would say that you could tell. I mean, hey, they just like him, whatever. There's no question. You could see it on camera. Tim Russert was like that. But also, I think more than anyone, Chris Matthews was that way. And Steve Croft from CBS on 60 Minutes. I mean, there's no question. Just gushes. But none of those guys were dumping money into the campaign, and none of them, the foundation, I don't think had been around long enough, were doing that either. So, you know, it's just kind of that, it is kind of that ethical thing. It's not kind of it. You can't do that. You're not supposed to do that when you're in that position. All right, this one from Tamara, who says, wow, airbags, bummer, Kate. 34 cars, trucks, whatever, had to be recalled. It makes you wonder, are we safe with airbags, or are we possibly harming ourselves? Well, you're referring to the Japanese airbag manufacturer, the Takata Corporation. And what they did was they scared everyone because, yeah, let's double the recall of the airbags. 34 million cars that are being recalled. And that's the most, I think, that we've ever had. It's the biggest recall, I want to say, in our history. And they don't really even identify, if you're talking about 34 million, that's a lot. They're not even telling you what the cause of the problem is. I think it is freaky. You know, I see that little button when I'm driving around, it says airbags. And I know somebody that had an airbag explode in their car. They weren't in an accident, and it broke their wrist. And that scared me. I thought, well, if I'm in a head-on accident, broken wrist or dead, which would I prefer? But there was no accident, and it imploded. Just boom, went off. And, you know, they didn't say what it was. It just says it's passenger and driver side airbags. And they're made by 11 automakers. Not great. Yeah. But at least they've got a recall, I suppose. You could say, well, even if we don't know the exact cause, at least there is a recall, so hopefully all those cars get back in there and they can take care of that problem. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Joe, who says, hello, America Tonight, Kate Delaney and the rest of the crew. I think it's so amusing how many Republicans are deciding they want to run for president. I am a Republican, a lifelong Republican. I don't always agree with the party, but I wish we just had one home run. And I like some of the people who are running, but I don't think we have that home run. I really don't. And it scares me because Hillary Clinton has a lot of people that will do what they can to get her elected. So who do the Republicans get behind? Rubio? Paul? Jindal? Somebody else that throws in? Chris Christie? I doubt it. Jeb Bush is going to be the guy almost instantaneously when he kept talking about running. You knew that he was going to be the choice. And Jeb Bush does not beat Hillary Clinton. Or it'd be a shocker to me if he did. What do you think? Well, you know, they're saying that, of course, Florida has that primary, and who's going to get the edge there, Bush or Rubio? You would think that would help whoever to get in the White House. Would there be people that would vote for Jeb Bush just to block Hillary? Sort of like a block vote. Okay, I don't want Hillary in, so I'm going to vote for Jeb, even though he's not my choice. the really scary thing is that people are saying to me, and I've had this happen a lot, that if it's Jeb Bush, they like him, he's nice and everything. That's why I always say that he's nice and everything. I've heard that almost exact phrase about four times. But I wouldn't vote for him, so I'm just not going to vote. If you have a lot of Republicans that dump out and don't vote, how do you think you're going to even come close to what you would have to come close to make this interesting? And, of course, that's not going to happen. If they're a no vote, even though it's the Electoral College, which I don't like that, and I think it's rigged, still you have to go by the votes. Those votes poured into it matter. And I don't know, in a one-on head-to-head, they've done it before, of potential candidates, would Jeb win, and he doesn't come up winning against her. But that's now. We don't know what's going to happen down the road. And maybe he's not going to be the guy. Maybe it's going to be somebody else. Maybe something, he decides to go in a different direction. And even though we are assuming, and I can't imagine, he's going to run. But who says that something doesn't happen to flip that course, meaning somebody else gets a little leverage and surprises us, and they end up winning the nomination? Because it's never over until you go through those primaries, and so you start to really see what counts, and then you see what happens also in these debates. And a debate can push you a little bit over the top. So who's the good debater in the crowd that'll make it interesting? Because Jeb Bush will be good. He will. He'll be fine in the debates, I think, although you had the Iraq slip-up. But I don't think he'll do that in the debates. Watching it unfold is going to be the key thing. Does somebody come out and they're just so good that they get a lot of attention? They're so good that they become the lead person. That could happen. Somebody is good at debating, somebody's good on the issues, somebody is authentic, and people pick it up. Even if they like everyone else on the stage, even if they like half the people on the stage who are debating for the Republicans, if somebody emerges that just, I call it crushes it, if somebody emerges that just crushes it, what a game changer that could be. Because you can't discount that. In big moments, people sometimes, politicians especially, either rise to the occasion or they kind of wither out of the picture. And especially with the debating season, when once that gets in full swing, you'll see that happen. You want to email us? You can. 247AmericaTonight.net.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.